Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And with me now is the novelist Amy Sohn, author of Prospect Park West, and now of the new book, Motherland, both about the parenting culture and both set mainly in Park Slope. Hi, Amy. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you so much.
The parents in this book, Motherland and novel, are going through a lot. One character is terrified that her husband will discover that her son isn't his. Another woman's husband has left her for a transsexual. A gay dad finds his escape on an app for anonymous sex. What's going on here?
It's like if people didn't know this was the Brian Lehrer show, like what would they think they were listening to? What is going on? I'm writing about parents who are in midlife crisis. And I'm writing about that phase of parenting past the baby and toddler years. It's the school age years, which I think are when you start to see marriages splitting up. You start to see people looking at their dreams, figuring out, you know, if they're lucky enough to have these debates, do I work? Don't I work? And as a result, they start acting out. They start acting a little bit like teenagers. And I wanted to write a book that was entertaining and funny and dramatic. And so I started thinking of what kind of crazy adventures I could have Park Slope parents go on, even though most people think that Park Slope parents don't have any adventures.
Well, you wrote a nonfiction piece for The All called The 40-Year-Old Reversion, which got a lot of attention last month. And I guess it's related to the themes of the book. Here's the first line. Once a month, I get together with half a dozen moms from Park Slope and Carroll Gardens. We call ourselves hookers, sluts, and drug addicts, end quote. Then you go on to describe evenings out with your friends, social circles where heavy drinking and recreational drug use is more like what people do in their 20s than in their 40s.
That's right.
Is this really happening to your friends, to Park Slope
parents?
Well,
I should say our little name for our little group is purely ironic, you know. It's what we call each other. And, you know, the funny thing about it is if you walk into like a cool bar or restaurant and you see six women together all in their early 40s, maybe drinking a little bit of white wine, they're not fooling anyone. Like everyone knows their moms. So in answer to your question, I am seeing, again, maybe it's because I'm a parent of a school age child myself. Maybe it's because although I am not yet 40, a lot of my friends are. I'm seeing people just doing a little bit of reverting, regressing. And I think that a lot of it comes from feeling in crisis. They've devoted so many of the years before to the children that I think what happens is your life kind of catches up with you and you start asking, well, what happened to me?
So listeners, Amy told me before we went on the air, it's been like true confessions ever since the book came out. People coming up to her and saying, how did you know? Yeah, gosh, we're doing things like this. I didn't think I could tell anybody. So you can call up and react if you've already read Motherland or just want to react to the things Amy is saying here, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. But how new or different do you think this really is? Other generations of parents?
Absolutely. I think there's one difference, which is that it's women having midlife crises. We were never really allowed to.
The Rolling Stones wrote Mother's Little Helper in, what, the 1960s?
But you see, that was to prevent a midlife crisis. That was, you know, Valium and all those things were to stave one off. I think now what's happening is women are going, hey, why should the midlife crisis only be for guys? Like, I need to freak out. You know, I need to decide whether to get married or divorced. Or in my neighborhood, frequently the midlife crisis is that third or fourth child. They're a walking midlife crisis.
And how much is this about Park Slope and the stereotype of that neighborhood as being the center of the cult of obsessive parenthood? And how much do you think it's more universal?
Park Slope is my lens and it's my world. And I definitely am the category of author who writes what they know. But as I've been traveling around with the book to other cities, it's universal. You know, whether you call it helicopter parenting or the backlash against helicopter parenting or what that has wrought, I don't think it's confined to certain classes. I think that it's just a generational thing going on with parenting. And you and I were talking before we went on the air about, I think a lot of it has to do with what age and phase of life people are becoming parents. Because as that age gets older, the midlife crisis is sort of coinciding with early parenting. And that really wasn't true for generations that started having children in their early 20s. By the time they were having their midlife crisis, their kids were out of the house.
Yeah.
So I like to say it's like our gosh darn kids are bothering us even while we're trying to have our midlife crisis.
Tamara, right, in Sussex? Hi.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. I'm okay. It just struck me how, going out with the girls in our 40s and having a good time was referred to as reverting back to teenage years. I think that it's quite all right to be in your 40s and go out with your girlfriends without it being considered a childish thing to do.
Absolutely. I think moderation is the key, and that's certainly what I do. I mean, just for logistical reasons alone, I can't stay out much past 12 or 1 in the morning because somebody's waking me up the next day.
But, Tamara, you know she's writing about, like, cocaine and affairs and things like that, right?
Yes, but, I was just commenting about what struck me that she did say something earlier about, the group of girls going out, and then she used the word reverting, and I don't see it that way.
Thanks a lot, Tamara. I appreciate it. 212-433-WNYC and Sarah in Prospect Heights. You're on the air. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This comment is also with a caveat that I've not read this book, just hearing what's going on in the conversation now. But I think this is a class thing. I actually really disagree with that. I mean, I'm a working artist. I definitely am low income in the city. And all my friends, we feel very free with whether it be our drinking life, our drug life, our sex life, and find time for it. It's not like it's something separate from our kids. I have a 2- and 4-year-old, and I'm also a very responsible mom, but I find this conversation very much, very precious. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? It just happens. Why is it commented on, And I don't know. It sounds to me very from a place of privilege.
You mean you think in non-professional circles, the same behaviors are going on, but people aren't rolling their eyes in the mirror?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's just more of sort of an osmosis, a transparency about the adult life and the kid life. I can't afford a nanny. I can't afford a babysitter.
So how can you go out with the girls if you can't afford a babysitter? Is it your partner taking care of them?
Well, or we have people come to, people come to our houses or the part we have. Exactly. My husband's going out tonight. I'm not going. So it becomes a part where, my kids grow up with my friends. I'm not doing drugs in front of my kids, but I also just find our lives are a little bit more like, it's not like hiding my life as a mom with my kids age, until they get to school. And then I'm like, oh, my God, what happened?
Well, I'm very much cut from the same cloth as you. I'm a working artist, married to a working artist, and we don't have a babysitter or live-in nanny or Estonian au pair either. And I very much agree with you. I mean, for me, it's something that's integrated into my life as a mother. I think there are some people who are doing very extreme things, and part of what I was trying to write about in this novel is what are these, whether you call it rebellion or, regression or what is it really about? What is the spiritual crisis that's going on that sometimes hits people, women or men, in their early 40s that makes them maybe engage in behaviors that aren't the healthiest either for them, their spouses, or their children?
Sarah, thank you for your call. Important discussion. Amy Sohn, author of her latest novel, Motherland, with us. There's a gay couple in this book, Marco and Todd.
Yeah,
and they adopt two kids. Marco turns to alcohol to cope and to prescription drugs and then to this app to meet men for anonymous sex. And it occurred to me that I wonder if this is the first takedown of the new gay marriage in an American novel.
Well, it was like, I got all the moms so mad at me with my prior novel that I just felt like, I got to find a new group of people who can be incensed. I want to write about a gay couple because I felt that it was something I was seeing in my neighborhood, both a lot of lesbian couples and gay male couples raising kids. It's certainly a new aspect of New York City parenting today. And I wanted to write about their predicament and its uniqueness and its sameness. And, the uniqueness being that the character in my novel, Marco, is a recovering alcoholic who's comes very close to the edge when his husband wants to adopt another child and he doesn't. And they do adopt a second child. The sameness is you know, what family hasn't struggled with questions of, you know, family size and that kind of thing? The only difference is that in this case, it's adoption. So this may be, I think this may be the first major American novel to have Grindr as a significant character.
You want marriage, LGBTs? You got marriage. Olivia in Park Slope, you're on the air. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I grew up in Park Slope about 20 years ago, and I'm currently a nanny in Park Slope.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love my job. And the family I work for is fantastic. I love the kids. I love the parents. But I see the inner workings of the Park Slope families. I think nannies know a lot.
Absolutely.
And there are affairs and there's drugs. And I was actually just speaking to a few moms in Park Slope a few weeks ago, and they were telling me about a website I hadn't heard of before called Ashley Madison, I think it is.
Yep.
It's basically, I think, a cheating website for married people.
It's for married people seeking discreet affairs.
There you go. And apparently Park Slope is like the number one, has the number one users on that website. Mm.
Yeah, I read that too. And I was surprised by that only because, I mean, how can they check that the zip? I think it's a bunch of people just putting in 11215 just to get Park Slope some more negative press. I think they're from other places.
There's your sequel, Amy, right there. Olivia, thank you very much. Well, we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you to participate in the project that we're doing called That's My Issue. I know you're prepared for this. In advance of the 2012 elections, we're asking a lot of people, what happened in your own life that shaped your views of politics? So, Amy Sohn, what would you come up with?
Well, for me, I would say that having a child made me think differently about the environment. I just became much more concerned in an immediate way about what's happening to our Earth and what kind of Earth is going to be around when all of our children are grown up. Whether there's going to be one, what kind of weather events they're going to have. And to me, the environment is just something that affects everybody equally and affects the human race and is something that politicians need to care about because we can't just think about right now. We have to think about what kind of world our kids are going to inherit.
Amy Sohn, her new book is Motherland, a novel. She has an event on September 5th, if you want to jot it down, at Book Court on Court Street in Brooklyn.
7 p.m. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so much more exciting than Martin Amis.
It's going to be true confessions. It's going to be a reading and a book signing, and a link to more information about that event is on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And I see your next novel, from what I've read, is not going to be set in Brooklyn, and the lead character is not going to be a mother. That must be a relief.
I'm having fun with it. It's a nice little break.
Amy Sohn, Motherland, September 5th, Book Court on Court Street. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.